half a million Coloradans have.
Welcome back into the whole show. We're powered by PDC Energy. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline, CSU Rams head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, I've got the weather app pulled up right now for you, just in case, because it's been crazy for you guys as you've jumped into spring ball. It got a little bit of a false start.
Yeah, it's springtime in Colorado, so nothing that we're not used to, but we've gotten a couple practices in, and it's been great to get back on the field.
Yeah, I was out there Tuesday and Thursday, and I like Thursday, Coach, for me personally. It was a little bit warmer. We're warming up anyway, but your guys didn't seem to mind. I mean, the cold, they didn't look too cold out there at all. I mean, you guys were rocking and rolling to start the week.
Yeah, it was a nice Thursday, actually, after we got out there. And I just look at it as an opportunity. If we have snow or rain, or we have to play in it in the fall. So I look at it as an opportunity for our guys to get used to playing in the elements, and we use it as a practice opportunity.
Coach, as you start spring ball, I mean, what are some of the things you're looking for? Obviously, this being your second season with CSU going into this, are you looking for more of like a comfortability type thing? How are guys feeling with everything? Or what are some of those things that you're really trying to dissect as we start this thing?
Well, I think we really have a really good feel for our players and what we have. We spent the last a good part of the month of February and early March, doing a self-scout of our team, what things we did, things we did well last year, things we need to improve on. And we're really going into spring practice looking to improve in certain areas. Offensively, we're really focusing on quarterbacks, getting the ball out quickly, throwing on time, and our offensive line, doing a better job of protection and eliminating minus yardage plays. And that's just not the offensive line, but that's all positions. Quarterbacks getting the ball out, wide receivers getting open quickly. And so that's a big emphasis offensively. And we really want to do a good job of running the ball inside. I think those three things. Defensively, I think we got a good foundation set, but we want to be more disruptive and create more turnover. So more interceptions, breaking on the ball, catching those balls when we get our hands on them, and punching out and creating more turnovers.
And Coach, on the defensive side, we hear so much about the defensive backs, especially with Blackburn, Chiggy, Jack Howell. I mean, just some absolute studs. And I'm looking around, and I haven't dissected the rest of the Mountain West just yet, but I don't know, Coach. It feels like you guys might have a pretty darn good secondary again. Maybe one of the best, if not the best, in the conference. And obviously, we'll see. But doesn't that allow you to do so much with Freddie Banks on the defensive side? When you have good corners and good safeties, you can get very creative on the defensive side of the ball.
There's no doubt. And we're very deep in our defensive line, which really gives us a lot of flexibility. That's probably our deepest position on the team. But we've added a couple of secondary players to the kids that we had. And we were actually pretty fortunate in the secondary last year because, after the first couple games, we had three safeties that basically played every snap the rest of the season. And so, and then Chiggy played more snaps than any of any player on our whole team, 818 snaps. And so, we're trying to build more depth and competition there. We've added a couple guys that really are fun to watch right now. And we just want to become better and better. I think the big thing, we want those kids to be like coaches on the field. And Jack Howell's doing a great job of that, along with Henry Blackburn and Aiden Hector. Those three guys have a lot of game experience and give us a lot of leadership back there.
CSU head coach Jay Norvell joining us on the First Advantage Hotline. Coach, you had talked about the passing game and kind of some of the things you're looking at early, working on, some of the quick release, get the ball out faster. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about what goes into that? Because obviously we just hear it and you go, all right, you got to get the ball out faster. But what goes right into that when you're syncing that up with your quarterback, your offensive line, your receivers?
Well, we want to take advantage of easy throws when we have them. So when we have, you know, grass in the flats and quick hitch throws and quick throws to the tight end, we want to take advantage of that. But every scheme we have, we like to get the ball out in a certain time frame. And, you know, our quick game is really out in 2 seconds. You know, and our mid-range game is about 2.5. And, you know, and when we run deep crossing routes and those things, that we'd like to get it out in under 3 seconds. So those are the things. We actually time every play with the quarterbacks and make sure that we're getting them out. The other part of that is, you know, we have young receivers, and sometimes when you have young receivers, you have indecision, and you have you don't have great technique. And so our wideouts have to get off the ball quickly, they have to get into their routes, and they have to get open quickly, and that'll allow us to throw the ball quicker and put less pressure on the line. So, you know, I know our line took a lot of criticism last year, but a lot of the sacks were not all their fault. You know, we had a number that where the quarterback was holding the ball too long. We had sometimes the wide receivers weren't getting off the ball quick enough and getting open. And so it was a number of things that added up to that. But we want to do a better job in all those areas to get the ball off quicker.
What have you seen with your quarterbacks, Coach, specifically Clay Millen? You know, last year we talked about how young this group was, and now they get a season right under their belt. What differences have you noticed just in the mentality from Clay and the rest of your QBs?
Yeah, we talked, you know, pretty plainly with our quarterbacks that they need to grow up and they really need to lead. And that's what we need offensively, is we need guys to grow up and lead and really don't accept any excuses. Our job is to score, move the ball and score, and the quarterback's ultimately responsible for moving the team and getting in the end zone. And so, you know, I think we were in a little bit of a survival mode last year. They were just trying to get through. But you know, I think they all have done a better job of studying, understanding what we're asking of them, and becoming leaders.
We're talking to CSU head coach Jay Norvell. On the offensive line side of things, there's going to be a lot of new faces there. And with the air raid style of offense, Coach, talk to us about what you're looking for in offensive linemen with that offense.
Well, we have to have guys that are extremely prideful, number one. And, you know, if we throw the ball 50 times a game, you know, it's basically they're in a street fight for 50 snaps a game and protecting the quarterback. Guys that move their feet, guys that really take pride in pass protection and want to pass protect. But we've got three new transfer kids that have played a lot of football. And Savion Henderson at left tackle, Oliver Jervis at left guard, and Drew Moss at right tackle. And then we've moved Tavis Tuioto. We moved him from defensive tackle to offensive right guard. And then we got Jacob at center. And we wanted to move Jacob back to center because he's our best lineman. He's our most experienced lineman. And really solidify the middle of our pocket. You know, a lot of the issues we had last year when we had some injuries, we moved Jacob out to tackle. And we were really weak inside in our interior protection. And that's where a lot of our problems came. And we've already seen that shorn up with moving Jacob to center. So really excited about that first group. We got a whole other group of kids coming in this summer, some JC guys that will probably be our backups. And that's the one position that we signed 10 players in our offensive line. We're really trying to fortify that room with competition and depth.
Well, and you talked also about, you know, the wide receivers, tight ends, guys being able to be quick, get off quickly so they can get open and give your guys time to block and everything. A guy that I was talking to Brohard and some of the guys and just looking at the tight end situation, Dahlin Holker, I'm really interested to see how he fits in, Coach, with this offense.
Yeah, he's an exciting player, and he's an older kid. He's married, transferred from BYU, but really a prolific receiver, you know, one of the things, you know, there's an old saying in football, you know, it takes talent to catch the ball outside the hashes, but it takes courage to catch the ball in between the hashes in the middle of the field. And Dallin has got a great feel for space. He's got really excellent agility and can run. And we really need to be able to attack the middle of the field with our tight ends. That was something that we didn't do a very good job of last year. We got Dallin as a transfer player out of the portal. We also got Vince Brown, who's 6'6", close to 6'7", really athletic tight end to work in the middle of the field. And those two, along with Jordan Williams, really give us three athletic guys that can stretch the field and really attack the middle of the field. You know, the tight end is kind of a safety blanket for your quarterback. And when he's got somebody in there that he can trust, it really gives him an opportunity to get the ball out and make a lot of completions. And Clay's been building great chemistry with those three guys.
Well, and the other guy, too, Torrey Horton. I mean, the guy does everything. I'm watching him. You know, he's practicing returning punts, catching punts, all that stuff. Yeah. We know he's so lethal, whatever he does. But I can't wait to see what he does with another year under his belt.
Yeah, you know, Torrey's been doing a good job bringing those younger players along. I think we have some really good senior players or veteran players at each position, where the younger players really have great examples of how they're supposed to work and practice. And Torrey's probably the best example of that. He's just such a great practice player, works so hard, and he's incredibly unselfish for a guy that has as much production as he has, you know, being a 1,000-yard receiver and being a great punt returner. You know, he's also a great example of our best players play special teams. So Torrey's one of the best special teams players on our team and in the conference. And that's what we want all of our really athletic guys to do. And I think that's an area we should be incredibly improved this year, is just the number of athletes that we're able to put on special teams with all these new recruits that we're getting.
Well, speaking of athletes too, Coach, were you, I don't want to say surprised because you know your guys, but I was surprised with Clay Millen when you because you said it, we're kind of in survival mode a lot last year in certain instances. I was surprised at how well he moved, how well he got out of the pocket and ran around.
Yeah, I mean, Clay really does give us a threat as a runner. You know, we don't like to run our guys a lot on designed runs, but as far as scrambling and getting positive yards, you know, Clay had a number of snaps last year where he did an excellent job of that. And, you know, we'll pick and choose our times, but there are times when Clay can run some of those designed runs out of the backfield, and we're going to give him an opportunity to do it because I think he's a threat to the defense.
CSU head coach Jay Norvell joining us. Coach, we won't take much more of your time, but I always like to kind of ask you these questions about, like, the transfer portal stuff, the NIL stuff. We're seeing it. It's just absolutely going crazy. I follow all these sites on Twitter, and it's just like every 5 seconds, if you refresh, somebody's entering that portal. Your guys, I mean, your job is already, it feels like, you're nonstop recruiting, working on your play calls, your design, working with your players, workouts, all that stuff. How do you begin to balance this new world we're in when it comes to college athletics?
Yeah, it's really changed recruiting. And you really have two recruiting seasons. You really have your normal recruiting season that happens throughout the spring all the way through the fall until signing date in December. And then you actually have a whole new recruiting calendar that happens in the springtime. And it's very different. You know, they just came out with a new rule now. They're going to move the transfer portal window up to April 15th, which is 2 weeks earlier than it was originally supposed to open. We've signed 39 guys this winter, and we're not done. We're going to continue to recruit, and we'll probably sign a handful of guys this spring to add to the kids that we already signed in December and February.
How much of your job now becomes re-recruiting? I mean, I was thinking about this even throughout the basketball season of you know, talking to your guys, making sure they're happy. I mean, is that something, Coach, where you've had to not change necessarily, but that's got to be somewhere in your brain where it's like, I got to make sure my current guys are happy too, because you just never know.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that's so important to communicate with your guys, and we have really good kids that we have great relationships with, but we've already had some of our top players be contacted by other schools, and, you know, that's one of the things with NIL I don't think people really realize and understand, but it's important, you know, that we develop a great collective so we can help our kids stay here at CSU. It's really important. And we've had some of our top players already been contacted by, you know, an SEC school in particular, you know, seeing how they're doing, you know, offering them some incentives to get in the portal and leave. And that's a problem. I think it's a problem at mid-majors all over the country. You know, we don't want to become, you know, a minor league for the bigger conferences, and you know, if we're not careful, you know, we're going to start moving into that. So we're real conscious of it. You know, we want to make sure our players are really happy here, and that they know that they're going to be able to develop and play the highest level of football here at CSU.
Yeah, no question about it. And great things happening in this conference. And specifically when you look at the college football playoff, how we're expanding that, I mean, there you go, Coach. You look at it and say, man, we run the table in this conference. We have the shot. So it is very realistic now more than ever that Colorado State, any Mountain West team, could eventually get into these college football playoffs. And I know that's the goal.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We want to be an elite team. We want to compete for championships in our conference. And we'd love to get into the college football playoff, and to do that, you got to have really good players. But just look at the Final Four. I mean, I think that is a great example. If you have a bunch of kids that are talented and they play hard nosed as a team, you know, you can win games and you know, advance in the playoff system. And we're no different. You know, Cincinnati did it a couple years ago. And so, you know, it's more about us building our team and our program with the type of toughness and talent that we need, and that confidence where you begin to learn, feel like you're supposed to win. You know, I think we've made great strides with that in the off season, and I'm really looking forward to really getting into spring ball here. We put the pads on tomorrow. And so we'll really start getting into some great work.
I'm excited about it, Coach. And by the way, happy belated birthday to you, by the way. Tuesday was the birthday, right?
Yeah, it's birthday the 28th this week. And, 39 feels good.
I was just telling Angel, I was like, he looks like he's 39 out there. The way you're running around, Coach, it inspires me to want to move a little bit more than I do. I don't, of course, but it inspires
That's
me
right.
a little bit.
Don't ever slow down, brother. There might be somebody gaining on you.
Coach, appreciate you, man. I love following this program. I love what you're all about, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, man. Jay Norvell, head coach for Colorado State. They've got their green and gold game coming up on April 22nd at 1 o'clock. Some interesting things to unpack there, and I want to talk about that coming up on the other side. You know, just about this team. I like talking to the roster with him. I like talking, you know, how do you implement some of this stuff? But what are you saying about NIL? Like, Angel, it shouldn't be okay that he just said an SEC team is contacting these guys. In the NFL, you can't legally, there's a long window, but during the season or during your sprint, your offseason stuff, there's certain windows you can talk to guys. But once guys are signed up and on your roster in the NFL and they're done, nobody can be reaching out right now to Patrick Surtain. You can reach out to the team and ask about trades, but you can't be individually messaging him saying, hey, man, when that contract runs out, you know, you ought to think about coming over here. There's got to be more rules and regulations there where if we get a whiff of you contacting a player, which I'm guessing it's a guy like Torrey Horton, that you can't have that. That makes it's already complicated enough. But now that these guys are in spring ball and they're committed and ready to go, They this should not be happening.
Well, are they talking to the athletes directly?
I don't know.
Are they talking to their parents? Are they talking to their friends?
I don't know. But
previous coaches?
Shouldn't be able to do it at all right now.
It's I agree.
Like, this is your team now. And now, again, if you're in the portal, which is what Norvell was talking about, like, we got guys we're going to add because there's the portal, then that's all well and good. That's what up for grabs. But this nonsense of reaching out to a player that's currently on your roster right now who's not in the transfer portal, that stuff's got to tighten up. And we got to figure out ways to really punish the guys that do that. Who was it, Angel? Was it the Washington State head coach that was saying a bunch of Pac-12 teams are reaching out trying to get his guys, and he's basically like, back off or whatever? I mean, if they're not in the portal, you shouldn't be able to try to entice them to come over. Now, again, as soon as the offseason hits and they put their name in the portal, then good. But what's happening now, man, and you know this is happening, is basically someone's reaching out during the season, right after the season, whatever, and whoever it is saying, hey, Tori, so-and-so, whatever, Bob, you know, you were good for that team. I hear, you know, little birdie tells me you might fit in well with Ohio State. And that's not, that can't happen. And it is happening. And that's part of this whole regulation kicking the can thing down the road. Because we've heard more coaches say it, that it's happening right now.
No,
it's frustrating.
It's extremely hard to regulate. Like the transfer portal itself, like there are instances where these athletes are being talked to and they're not even in the portal. And they're just like, you know, a guy could be fully committed to his school and then he gets a DM on Twitter from some, you know, maybe not a coach on a staff, but
somebody.
Hey, I'm the equipment manager at Clemson and I heard some stuff that they're looking for a receiver and they might be looking out west. Do you think you might be interested?
Or a business.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, I don't know how you regulate it because they're a business. They don't have to follow any rules with college football and stuff. A business can reach out and say, hey, little birdie tells me that if you happen to come to Ohio State or whatever, I just hear there's $50,000 up in the air. It's all I'm going to say. Anyway.
Like, or we, you know, we've had guys do stuff with us before and they've made, you know, X, Y amount of money. For a guy in your position, you may make a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, great stuff from Jay Norvell. Always love catching up with him. 12:27 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a quick break. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Let's get to the lunch rush next. Don't go anywhere.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.